Welcome. This is your host, Susan Rinsberger, energy expert, communicator, and interpreter for star beings. And you're listening to Voices from the Stars. Welcome, everyone, and thank you for joining us. Thank you, star beings. We're here to help you today with success. Thank you. I'll just introduce myself and the star beings to our listeners. Well, you know I'm Susan Rinsberger, and I'm sitting in a field that used to be part of a big horse pasture that was turned into the small housing development where I live, which is only partially built. And so there's a big piece of field out to one side with a row of trees sort of mostly hiding it from the rest of the barrio, and a perfect view of the Andes in front. The day is very still and very quiet and perfect for tuning within. It's felt very auspicious to me ever since I woke up this morning, like I wanted to listen to the silence. Have you ever tried listening to the silence? It's a really good exercise for learning to make or expand your interconnection. Just listen to the silence. Beneath all noises, there is silence. Beneath all sounds. It's a little light language to help us attune so that we can receive directly for ourselves. Today's topic is one that I've been consulting with the star beings about this morning for my own life. And they said it's a good one to talk about for everyone. And that's the topic of success and its shadow failure. It's really difficult to talk about one without talking about the other, I think, because we see them as opposite sides of the same coin, you could say. Inherently, intrinsically connected. We think of them as opposites. Okay, I'm going to ask these star beings now. I know that there's some of you have come to speak on this topic to us and help us relieve. They're saying relieve the burden. Relieve the burden that you place on yourselves to meet your definition of success. Okay, star beings, do you want to give yourself a name for us to refer to? Heralds of success. Heralds, as in, you know, those who announce. You have completely wrong concepts of success. Well, okay, there's a good place to start. Your concepts of success are based on the belief that there is something called failure. And you're terrified of failure. Many, many, many people hold a deep fear of failing. We could say the majority of human beings have been taught by their parents that they should never fail, that they are in danger of failing, or that they always fail, or that they are inherent failures. Think of the millions and millions and millions who believe in the concept of original sin. And what is that except saying you've already failed by the time you are born, and it isn't even your fault? So how could you ever possibly succeed as a human being? And with this belief, they set up tasks and tasks and tasks and tasks to try to overcome your original failure. No wonder human beings so often feel they get further and further and behind, fall further and further behind in their lives the older they get, until by the end they feel totally weighted down with failure. Until in the end they think the best they can do is just stop trying. And they think of the things that they didn't accomplish that they thought they should or perhaps wanted to. And that those things will never come to being. And for that, they judge themselves as failures. So, star beings, if our definition of success is totally wrong because it's really based on a fear of failure, tell us what is true success? And tell us about failure. There is no failure. Let's start with this. There is no failure. There is no way to fail because failure is only a fear. What is failure? Failure is a concept you hold in your mind based on the fear of not being good enough. But what do you think you came here to be? I don't know. What did we come here to be? Free. Free of fear. To live in joy. Living in joy. Experiencing the joys of being physical, while yet aware that you are not limited by your physicality. That is the reason to become whole and fully integrated embodiments of all that you are. Okay, so you're saying we are here to live physical life and enjoy, experience the joys of physical pleasures and physical earth while yet being aware that we are more. Tell us more about the awareness we need. When you are aware that you are not only connected with the divine source of all that is, but that you are an expression of that divine source. Your energy of that divine source projected into time and space to fulfill an idea of you. You are an inspiration of source made manifest and physical. Wow. Yes, we know. For most people, it's a startling concept because you haven't been taught correctly who you are. Okay, so knowing that, how does it become easier to live in joy? And how does that change our definition of success and failure? First of all, let go of failure. If divine source has an idea, it doesn't care whether that idea does one thing or another, whether it plays out in one direction or another, it will love that idea no matter what. So are you saying that divine source doesn't care if we're happy or not, or how our lives go, if we're cruel or if we're kind, or if we're, how can that be? The source is the source. The source contains all those frequencies. The source already has all those frequencies within it. And when all are present, the higher outweigh the lower. They're stronger. They have more force. But as that energy of the all gets expressed into physical form and consciousness, sometimes the higher frequencies don't come through as strongly as the lower ones. Sometimes they become blocked by false beliefs, by fears, by pain and suffering. And what's left to be expressed most clearly is the lower frequencies, are the lower frequencies. Okay. So we're wandering around this field of expression about success and failure and who we really are. Can you make the path a little clearer, make the connection clearer for us? When we say the source doesn't care, we don't mean it doesn't care that you be happy, The whole purpose of its creation is to experience joy, to experience experiences. Does it value experiences of joy more than it values experiences of sadness or pain? The source feels what you feel, but the source doesn't take it personally. It's just input. The source does not want you on a personal level to suffer. The source wants you to have joy. It wants you to choose joy. It is more pleasurable to feel joy. And the source can feel that. But the source isn't going to love you any less because you are no less source, no matter what you do. This is why we say there's no failure. Even the person who has done the most horrible things imaginable on the face of the earth, and there have been many of you throughout history who have done the most horrible things. Even those people, even that person, the worst you can think of, cannot be a failure in the sight of the source. Cannot fail. Because failure implies an endpoint. When experience never ends, you can't say someone's failed. You can just say they haven't yet succeeded. Or they haven't succeeded as much as they will succeed later on. Or they haven't succeeded to the level that they are choosing to succeed. They want to do more and greater things, expression, to have more and greater expression on this earth, to create more. So there's a success and greater success and greater success. Well, that's comforting. So if you knew you could never fail, what would you do? I'm watching a butterfly fly around. That seems quite nice right now. That's what I choose to do. The joy that you feel in your heart when you see a butterfly, or you feel the breeze on your face, or you feel the sun on your skin, or whatever gives you joy, you hear music or children playing or any of those things. You call them cliches because they're expressed so often, but they're expressed so often because the truth is those are things that open a human heart to itself. Joy consists of opening your heart to yourself. And you tend to do that when you have those experiences that allow you to connect into the joy of others, of source, of your guides, of other beings on earth or in other dimensions. And of nature, what about nature? What is it about nature that maybe not everyone feels this, but I certainly do, and many people do, that it's an easy place to feel joy? Nature is free of judgment. Nature is direct source expression without human consciousness getting in the way. And that's what you really long for in your hearts, because your consciousness is what has been making your life more painful. It's your consciousness, your ability to think, your human mind, as opposed to your higher mind, that has learned to tell you about failure, about inadequacy, about what you should be doing instead of what you are doing or what you want to do. So what does this mean for our human life? I think we have a sense that we need some limits. We need some rules. We need to, because if we can just all just do whatever we want to do because it gives us joy, how is that going to work out? Sounds like chaos. And how would we ever succeed in creating something if, I mean, doesn't it sometimes take some structure and discipline and effort? Saying that is enough for today. You have so much on your plate to digest. We could keep going and going, but if we did, it would be more than you could absorb, digest. There's joy in doing the things that will lead you where you want to go. We would just say that before we leave. when you're doing the things that give you joy, you're getting closer to the life you want, or you're having the life you want. And that is even more important. Success is living the life you want. Success is the joy that you feel right now or in any moment. So as you live your life to give you the greatest joy, choosing the things that give you the greatest joy, choosing to do and be what gives you greatest joy, leads to your success. Because what is success? I don't know. What is success? It is the fullest expression you can be of Source in physical human form. Joy is the feeling of Source manifesting, physicalizing. And when you are attuned to joy, you are attuned to your Source Self. And that attunement is allowing you to flow with the energy, flow directly toward whatever it is that you have chosen, you as Source in physical form. You as Source before you became physical. You had consciousness. You have consciousness in other dimensions. And in those dimensions, you made a choice. You made many choices about the kinds of experiences you want to have on this earth. And as you have them, and as you experience those, they give you joy. Do we sometimes choose experiences that don't give us joy? Because I know everyone who has suffered in this life, which is pretty much everyone, right? If we think that we've planned some big challenges and painful experiences in our lives, how are those Source expressing joy? Let's talk about that next time. It's a very big topic. It deserves its own episode. Okay, thank you very much, Heralds of Success. And thank you to each and every listener throughout time and space and beyond. Who knows? In how many dimensions beings are listening to us? Thank you for tuning in. Please go to our website, voicesfromthestars.com. Sign up for our mailing list. Share the podcast with your friends. Like it on your favorite podcast listening platform. And until next time, this is Susan Rensberger sending you lots of light and love and blessings from the beautiful Uco Valley of Mendoza, Argentina. Thank you for listening. To hear more from the Star Beings, plus interviews with other communicators and tips for connecting with your own inner voice, please subscribe to this podcast. And if you appreciate the energy and information you received, please review and rate this podcast. It's very important to us. And even more importantly, please share it with your friends. Thank you.